So kicking the entertainment segments off with the best of the TV, radio and film highlights. Watch, listen to and stream, and those with audio description. Great to have it back, because we had a little break due to problems receiving the Radio Times, which is who we do it in association with. So we have 10 highlights for you, and kicking off with number one, which is Reunion. This is on Monday and Tuesday, so that's the 7th and 8th of April, 9 p.m. BBC One. It's audio described, and a drama unlike any other you'll watch this week, as it features both British Sign Language and spoken English. And it's Matthew Gurney and Rose Ellen and Alice are among those starring in the Sheffield set revenge thriller. I hate all these psychological things, revenge and... ugh. I want to be able to watch something nice that's not going to depress me. Am I the only one? Is everyone, like, sort of obsessed with this sort of television? About murders or, like, sort of violence or thrillers or, like, sort of manipulation or... I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the world with TV. Anyway, number two, we have Grace. This is already described on Sunday, the 6th of April. It's 8 p.m. ITV1, and an incendiary case for Roy Grace Johnson and Glenn Branson Richie Campbell to open Series 5 as a bomber plans to detonate a device at a football match if a huge amount of cash is not paid. Number three, we have Simon Sharma, The Road to Auschwitz. It's Monday, the 7th of April, audio described, 9 o'clock on BBC Two, and his most personal film ever sees the historian confront the magnitude of the Holocaust in a journey that reveals a widespread crime of complicity and ends with the first visit to the infamous death camp in Poland. Number four, more TV for you, and What They Found. This is on BBC Two, and this is also on Monday, the 7th of April at 10 p.m. It's audio described, and it's the harrowing story of two soldier cameramen who witnessed the liberation of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in Germany in the final days of the Second World War. Through them, the world learnt the trauma and tragedy of the Holocaust. So a connected one there to Simon Sharma's programme, also on Monday. So number five now, we have film for you, and this is Stillwater. It's a premiere on Film 4, it's audio described, it's on Wednesday the 9th of April at 9 p.m, an increasingly tense drama in which Matt Damon's Oklahoma everyman works to get his daughter out of prison in France with the help of a local woman played by Camille Cotton. Okay, number six, we have streaming for you. It's audio described on Netflix from next Thursday, and that is going to be the 10th of April. And this is Black Mirror, and the twisty sci-fi anthology from The Fertile Mind of Charlie Brooker returns with six new episodes, beginning with Common People, the tale of an apparently miraculous medical breakthrough, which stars Radisha Jones and Chris O'Dowd, and has a wonderful audio description on this from Veronica Hicks. So please do listen to that if you're able to have access to Netflix. So number seven is Interior Design Masters with Alan Carr. This is Thursday, 8 p.m. BBC One. It's audio described, and Thursday is, what's the date? The 10th of April. And Alan Carr and Michelle Ojedudun, or something like that, cast an eye over the efforts of a new batch of wannabe interior designers as they revamp YHA rooms with varying degrees of success. So number eight now is TV. It's World's Toughest Drive, an African adventure. This is Thursday, also the 10th of April, 11 p.m. Channel 4, audio described, and retired Army Colonel Guy Deacon is on an 18,000-mile journey down the west coast of Africa, a challenging prospect at the best of times, but Deacon has Parkinson's disease to contend with also. Number 9, we've got Radio. This is Soul Music. It's Saturday, 10:30 a.m. on Radio 4, and it's a superb long-running series about people's emotional responses to different songs, and it returns with a strong opener on the pulsating disco classic, Donna Summer's Feel Love. I think that is. It's hard to read, but yeah, I think it is that. So number 10 is streaming, and this is Your Friends and Neighbours. Episode 1 and 2 is available on Friday on Apple TV, and this is audio described. And in this smart new drama, Madman's John Hamm plays a hedge fund manager who resorts to burglary when his luxury lifestyle collapses. So those are your 10 highlights, and we'll have some more for you. Fingers crossed that we don't have any more issues, but fingers crossed when we are back with you for Easter. Now, Grapevine, the TV stories that are getting people talking. We've got Safe Bet, Sheridan Smith and Michael Tosher are to star in a new BBC One drama from The Responder creator. Now, Tony Schumacher, The Cage, centres on an inner city Liverpool casino where two workers discover they've both been robbing the safe. And Shoemaker describes the five-part drama as funny, dark, but full of love, life and entertainment. Top Secret, Gemma Arterton has landed the role of Kate Henderson, the clandestine head of MI6 Russia desk, in an adaptation of ITV News anchor Tom Bradby's Espionage novel Secret Service. The ITV five-parter will also star Ralph Spall trying as Kate's husband Stuart. Honey Trap, more spies are on the way from the producers of Killing Eve, who are fusing romantic comedy with a cold spy thriller in the BBC drama Honey. Set in 1982, it will follow a young MI6 agent who falls in love with a CIA operative in East Berlin. We're promised scripts that are smart, violent and sexually charged, witty, sophisticated and pacey, while quietly and desperately romantic. And finally, Memory Lane. The BBC has launched a rolling iPlayer channel full of back-to-back moments from TV history to help evoke memories for people with dementia, from the 1969 moon landing to ABBA's 1974 Eurovision win, part of a wider package that BBC hopes will start a conversation about dementia, and it will run until the 25th of April with clips changing daily. And search on iPlayer for Memories Channel. So that's great, fine, and we'll have some more TV gossip for you when we're back mid-April.